You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a service, a blessing to you today.
To God be granted all the praise and glory, for He gave His Son on Calvary to die. The Son gave His life on old Golgotha. Now who is on the Lord's side tonight? Who is on the Lord's side among you? Who will help us join in the fight? Who is on the Lord's side among you? Who is on the side of the right? Yes, upon the cross there hang our blessed Savior, and the clouds came o'er the sun and hid the sky. But the price for our salvation there He purchased. If unto the words of God you'll draw nigh. Now who is on the Lord's side among you? Who will help us join in the fight? Who is on the Lord's side among you? Who is on the side of the right? Now who is on the Lord's side among you? Tell me who is on the Lord's side tonight?
The Christian life is indeed a battle, and we are told to put on the whole armor of God, and we are to stand against the wiles of the enemy, and we are to fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast to this precious people today. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be with us and will help us as we endeavor to present the gospel. And we pray the Holy Spirit will convey it to hearts out in our congregation and make the Word of God a blessing to each and to every one. For we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. The subject for today's broadcast, truths found in the book of Jeremiah. And since we're going to be speaking on the truths that are found in the book of Jeremiah, we will not be sticking to just one particular subject, but we will be referring to different points of truth as we find here in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is one of the major prophets. He prophesied during the reign of a number of kings that ruled over Judah. Josiah was ruling when he was called to be a prophet. Josiah led the nation back to the Lord in repentance. He ordered that the temples to the pagan gods be destroyed, and he put a stop to the popular ritual of prostitution, to the cults, and the child sacrifices. Because of his faithfulness, the Lord promised that he would withhold the destruction of Judah until after he died. He was the last righteous king Judah had. After he was slain in battle, his son led the people back into open idolatry. In this message, I want to speak of some of the great truths that Jeremiah taught, and he met much opposition as he endeavored to teach the people the truth. The first point I want to mention is the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. That's Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. And in this verse of Scripture, it is pointed out to us the danger of putting off salvation. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. People would not heed Noah's message. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and it is thought that it took approximately 100 years in the building of the ark. And Noah was warning the people during that time as well as building the ark. But the people would not heed. They doubtless mocked and laughed at him. But the time came when God told Noah to go into the ark, he and his family, and the Lord shut him in. And all the antediluvian world perished in the flood. And then we come down to the time of the prophet Isaiah. Israel would not heed Isaiah's message. He warned them, encouraged them to seek God, to turn away from their idolatrous ways, but they would not heed. And so many of them were carried away into Assyria in captivity. And the 10 northern tribes never formed a kingdom in the land of Canaan after that. So they would not heed Isaiah's message, and they suffered the consequences. And then we come to Jeremiah during the time of Judah, and they were led away from the truth into idol worship many times. And the prophet Jeremiah warned them again and again what would happen to them if they did not turn from their sinful ways. But they opposed him, even put him in a dungeon to kill him, and various other things that happened to him. And as a result of rejecting Jeremiah's message, the Lord allowed the kingdom of Babylon to come and to carry many of them away into captivity. Now, the Jewish people in the time of Christ would not accept Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior, and they rejected him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And as he looked down upon the city of Jerusalem there from the Mount of Olives, and he wept over them, he said, O Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered you together, as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not. And then he said to them, Your house is left unto you desolate. And we know that in the years 68, 69, and 70, the Roman army besieged Jerusalem and destroyed the city. The temple was destroyed, and many of them were slain, and many were carried away into captivity because they would not accept their Messiah. And so it is. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. God said way back in the book of Genesis 6 and 3, My spirit shall not always strive with man. This idea that I can get saved whenever I want to is a mistaken idea, and it is not supported by the Scriptures. We read in the Bible, Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Harden not your heart. There comes a time when God determines to strive with people no more. Such was the case with Sodom and Gomorrah. They were warned, but they would not heed the warning, and God sent fire and brimstone upon them. It is not a matter of God being a God of love. He is indeed a God of love, but He's also a God of wrath. And people force God to pour out His wrath upon them because of their sinful, wicked, and ungodly ways. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But there's something on our part to do. We must receive His Son. And in receiving His Son, we must turn away from our sinful and ungodly ways. Now, the second point that I want to mention, and truths that we find in the book of Jeremiah, the heart is sinful and wicked. Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Scriptures also tell us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Paul declares in Romans 8 and 7, The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Sometimes when we hear of such sinful and wicked and ungodly things that's going on in our nation and world today, we are made to wonder, how could it possibly be? We hear about men killing their wives and killing their children. We hear about wives killing their husbands and we hear about somebody going into a business place with guns and he opened fire and starts killing people. Wickedness, ungodliness on every hand. And the answer is the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But Jesus Christ came into this world to give us a new heart. According to the prophet, God takes out that stony heart and gives us a heart of flesh. And Peter says, we are able to be made partakers of the divine nature. Yes, through salvation and the infilling of the Holy Spirit, sanctification, we can get rid of this deceitful heart, this carnal nature, and we can be made partakers of the divine nature, and we can live a holy, righteous, and godly life in this present world. Now, number three, a warning to false prophets. We read in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 and 2, Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. We read in Paul's writings to the church at Corinth, his second letter, about how Satan is transformed as an angel of light. And no marvel if he be transformed as an angel of light, for his ministers are also transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes, there were many false prophets in the times of the apostles, and there are still many false prophets in the world today. The Apostle John said for us to try the Spirit and see whether they be of God or not, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, point number 4, God requires obedience. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land which I have given you and to your fathers. Jeremiah 35:15. Yes, the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. The Lord has showed thee what he requires, that you love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with thy God. The whole duty of man is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Now, the fifth point that I want to mention is God's willingness to forgive. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:12-13. It is marvelous and wonderful on the part of Almighty God, after we sin against him and trample his mercy underfoot, yet because of the supreme sacrifice of the Son of God, he is willing to forgive us of our sins. If we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said he would remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and would remember them against us forever no more. Now the sixth point of truth found in the book of Jeremiah is God promises to answer prayer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Yes, God is one who hears and answers the prayers of the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but his face is against those that do evil. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So God promises to answer our prayers, and we, as children of God, have the privilege of coming to him, casting all of our care upon him, for he careth for us. Now, point number 7, the good way, and I've referred to this earlier, but it was found in Micah. Now we are reading Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not hearken. Beloved, God's way is indeed a good way. His way is the way of peace. His way is the way of love. His way is the way of holiness. And Jeremiah says, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. The old paths is God's way. Wherein is the good way? And then whenever you find it, walk therein. Jesus told us of two ways, and we have the responsibility of choosing which one we will take. The broad road leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life eternal. And we have the responsibility. I say, no, I do not believe, and the Bible does not teach predestination. The Bible teaches that we have the responsibility of choosing, just like Joshua challenged the children of Israel, as recorded in Joshua 24. If it seem evil in thy sight, then you choose whom you will serve. But Joshua said, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the scriptures tell us that when Moses come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So we have here in Jeremiah 6 and 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. And then, when ye find it, walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But notice, the people said to Jeremiah, we will not hearken. And they suffered the consequences for not doing so. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. That's verse 17 of Jeremiah 6. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place. And that's Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 20. Again, I say, people by their sinful, wicked, and ungodly ways force God to pour out his wrath upon them. God is a God of love, and he will bestow his love upon us. But there are requirements to have God's blessings and God's approval upon our lives. We cannot live our own selfish, self-centered, sinful way and expect to have God's approval and God's blessings upon our lives. So we read in Jeremiah 7:20, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place. Then point number 8, because of their sin, many were taken to Babylon. Jerusalem and the temple was destroyed, and the few people that were left there were stricken in poverty. And the walls of the city of Jerusalem was torn down, as well as the temple. And eventually, a small remnant was left, and Jeremiah told them if they would remain there in the area of Jerusalem, that God would be with them, and that they should not go into Egypt. For if they went into Egypt, they would die. And lo and behold, the small group that was left there that were not taken to Babylon disobeyed Jeremiah and did the very thing he warned them against. They went into Egypt, and most all of them died just as Jeremiah said they would. And presumably, Jeremiah himself died there in the land of Egypt. They refused to listen, and they went into Egypt, and they suffered the consequences for doing so. Beloved, there are consequences for disobeying Almighty God. Some think Jeremiah may have been as young as 14 when the Lord called him. He was rejected by most of his people, thrown in prison for a while, and finally forced to go to Egypt, where he died, possibly slain by his own people. But all through Jeremiah's life, from the time God called him to be a prophet, he was faithful and true to his people. Even though they treated him in the way that they did, Jeremiah did not forsake God. He did not forsake the truth, and he was faithful and true to his people. Beloved, we suffer evil consequences when we disregard God and his word. But if we will seek God with all of our heart, then we will be found of him, and we will have his blessing and his approval upon our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these passages of Scripture with our precious congregation today, and we trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied our words and will make them all a blessing to this precious people, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And as we have said many times, we will be thankful if you take time to write and let us know it's a blessing to you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be a part of our congregation. Our services are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.